From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues a message entitled, A Sermon About Us and Our Savior, the last in this series of studies in the book of Joshua. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, please enjoy this brief devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's collection, Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Love the Church. The text is found in Psalm 102, verses 13 and 14. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones and favor the dust thereof. Yes, our prayers for the church will be heard. The set time is come. We love the prayer meeting and the Sunday school and all the services of the Lord's house. We are bound in heart to all the people of God and can truly say, There's not a lamb in all thy flock I would disdain to feed. There's not a foe before whose face I'd fear thy cause to plead. If this is the general feeling, we shall soon enjoy times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Our assemblies will be filled, saints will be revived, and sinners will be converted. This can only come of the Lord's mercy, but it will come, and we are called upon to expect it. The time, the set time, is come. Let us bestir ourselves. Let us love every stone of our Zion, even though it may be fallen down. Let us treasure up the least truth, the least ordinance, the least believer, even though some may despise them as only so much dust. When we favor Zion, God is about to favor her. When we take pleasure in the Lord's work, the Lord Himself will take pleasure in it. Are you seeking to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ, but sometimes hesitant because of questions you may be asked? To assist you in your efforts at personal evangelism, Let the Bible Speak is happy to offer a DVD featuring Dr. Alan Cairns answering such questions as, why did Christ have to be God? Did God create evil? Or how do we know the Bible is the Word of God? Dr. Cairns answers these and many other questions in this DVD presentation called Q&A with Alan Cairns. In all, he responds to over 50 such concerns. We're happy to provide you free of charge this DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's words for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or if you wish, you may write to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day. Chapter 24, verse 29, records the death of Joshua. In this message, Dr. Cairns is making two major points. First, he's drawing a parallel between Joshua and the Lord Jesus Christ. Then he will emphasize the solemn truth that Joshua died, and so must we. One of the principal characteristics of both Joshua and Christ is that they were servants. Then Joshua led the children of Israel out of the wilderness into the promised land, even as our greater Joshua, the Lord Jesus, leads his people into the everlasting rest of heaven. There are also important contrasts between Joshua and Christ. Whereas Joshua died and was buried, Christ died and rose again. Although Joshua finished his work, there was more to be done. Christ finished his work of redemption completely, and so is able to save sinners to the uttermost. Now to continue this message, a sermon about us and our Savior, here is Dr. Cairns.
Bless God, He has not only taken us out of the wilderness, but He has brought us into Canaan, where God hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, where we can enjoy the fullness and the fatness of God's favor. And we can go with Peter down the list of these things, saying, thank God we are elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. sanctified through the Holy Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, begotten again to a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, unto an inheritance that is incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for us who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Bless God, He has brought us into a land of fullness. He has brought us into a land where we can not only be saved, but enjoy being saved. Where we can walk in tandem with our Joshua. Where we can have fellowship with our great captain of salvation. Where we know His presence. We know His provision. We know His wisdom. We know His will. We know His guidance. We know His support. We know that He'll never leave us and never forsake us. And we know that we can enjoy all that He has wrought for us. That's what the Savior has done for us. And as you look at Joshua, bless God, in Him you have this picture. Glorious parallels. But can I say that there are equally glorious contrasts? Joshua completed the task of leading Israel into its rest. And then he died and was buried. And he remains buried to this day. And it's only lack of knowledge that keeps us from being able to go to the very spot in the earth where his body was interred, and whatever dust remains of it would still be there. But bless God, our Lord Jesus Christ died to lead his people into rest, and he rose again, and he lives in the power of an endless life. And it's not ignorance that keeps us from marking the place where Jesus' body lies in a grave. It is the fact that his body does not lie in the grave. But he is exalted and glorified, the risen Christ. This is the keynote of the gospel. Jesus Christ, risen from the dead and exalted to the right hand of the Majesty on high. I went into a bookshop the other day. Actually, Joan was wanting to go into some other shop, and I saw a bookstore. I thought, well, now I'll go and look at it there. It was a Doubleday bookstore. It's not particularly the store I normally would like to go into. I don't suppose it's much worse than anything else, but didn't look the kind of place I'm going to find much, except, this is going to shock some of you, but I'd better be honest, except it seems to carry a lot of Roman Catholic literature, and there was a large book by a Roman Catholic theologian that I wanted to get because it was spelling out in modern terms all what Rome believes. This was Hans Küng, and we are told that Hans Küng, of course, is the new generation of Roman Catholic theologians. Everything's different. You don't go back to Council of Trent and all that. Just read Hans Küng. And, of course, I read Hans Küng when I was browsing around Barnes & Noble up here one day. I took it down and I read it. And my wife was going to buy me a book at that time. I said, Joan, buy me that. She said, no. She's a real bigot. She said, I'm not giving the Pope any money to buy you a book. I said, but I need it for my theology lectures. I need it. Can't quote it if I don't have it. Can't refute it if I don't. Well, get it yourself then. And I was foolish enough to let it go, and I have never come across it again. So I went into this bookstore that carries a lot of Roman Catholic literature, apparently, and I was looking for Hans Küng. They didn't have Hans Küng. What they did have was this big diatribe by a learned lunatic who spends his time deciphering the hidden meanings of various literatures, being the secret history of Christianity, which is that Jesus' grave is in France. Now, of course, he could have, somebody else, the Muslims had it in the Himalayas. Now he has it in France. And I'm here to tell you that they're all the devil's liars. And if that doesn't sound charitable, let me tell you it's extremely charitable compared to what God is going to say to them when they finally meet him. These are the devil's liars. For the grave of the Lord Jesus is just outside the city wall in Jerusalem, and it's unoccupied because he rose again from the dead. And he lives. He lives in a glorified body, but in that real body in which he died. And I can't emphasize this enough. The glorification of the body of Jesus Christ, whatever change it makes, and that's something beyond our ken, does not change this, that it is the very body in which he died and the very body in which he rose again from the dead, the very body in which he will come again and in the which he will live forever. My, that's the glory of the gospel of Christ who died and who rose again. What does that mean to you and me? It means, my friend, that Christ finished his work completely. Joshua finished his work, but it was only a work that pointed, Hebrews 4, to a greater work, to another rest, to another Jesus, to a great salvation. But our Savior has finished his work. His work is not pointing to any other work. It is the work. He is not only the Alpha, he is the Omega. He is not only the author, he is the finisher of our faith. Bless God, this Jesus died and rose again. Now what does that mean to you and me? Hebrews 7:25 says, wherefore he is able to save to the uttermost them that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. He ever liveth. The fact that the Lord Jesus Christ rules again and lives forever is the great demonstrated truth that God through Christ is able to save. He's able to save every sinner that comes to God by him. He's able to save you. Just as certainly as Joshua led the children of Israel into Canaan, so the Lord Jesus will lead into eternal glory every sinner who comes to God by him. How simple is the way of salvation? How straightforward is the way of salvation? How free from all the trappings that religion has put upon it? It is coming to God by Jesus Christ. That's the way of life. And every man who comes to God by Jesus Christ, Jesus is able and willing to save. Now, what a contrast with Joshua in the Old Testament. And what a message of grace and power. All that remains for us is to face the question. Now I've got a sermon about Christ from the death of Joshua. Will it profit me anything? Will it profit me anything? Or will it just become one more little fact that I have stored away, but that will rise up in the judgment as a witness against me? You hear of the name of Jesus. And I fear to some of you, it means nothing. We sang those words deliberately this morning. Jesus, oh how sweet the name. That precious name, that glorious name, that name of Jesus Christ. Take that name of Jesus with you. And yet some of you have known it from you can remember anything. Some of you have perhaps even soiled your godless lips, blaspheming, using that name. You think little of him. You care little about him. You've never received him as your Savior. Men and women and young people, let me tell you this morning, this Jesus lives. This Jesus loves to save sinners. He delights to forgive those who don't deserve to be forgiven. That's us all. And he will bring you to glory. He'll give you life now. He'll do everything spiritually that Joshua did naturally for these people. He'll give you life now. He'll give you victory now. He'll give you a rich inheritance in grace now, with glory to follow. I've often quoted to you the words of a friend of mine in Northern Ireland, the father of one of our ministers now, Reverend Stephen Hamilton. Stephen's dad in his young days fancied himself as a boxer, as a professional boxer, and battered others enough and got battered enough about to know that it was a fool's game, but he was quite a character. I've often told you, and I never forget it, I met him downtown in Belfast many years ago, a Saturday afternoon. You've got to understand that in European cities, downtown is where the people are. Crowds and crowds of people. Thousands of people, it seemed to me. Everywhere there were people, and I could see Bill down the street, and he puts his hand to his mouth and he yells out, "Glory to God. All this and heaven to follow." That was his testimony. Bless God. It's so very true. I trust you'll profit from Joshua's dying sermon about Jesus our Savior. Close in with Christ. Close in with Christ. What a fool an Israelite would have been to say to Joshua, "I'm going to stay in the wilderness. I'm not going over into Canaan. I'm going to stay here among the wild beasts. I'm going to stay here to be a prey to every enemy. I'm going to be without God, without hope. I'm going to live and die in the wilderness." You'd have said, "Man, you're a fool." Yet some sit in our churches week after week, and that's exactly what they say to the greater Joshua. Be very careful. Be very careful. For one of these days you'll get your wish. And you may just live and die without Christ in the wilderness to be ushered out to the greater wilderness of God's hell. A solemn thought.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.